שלום, אנחנו קוראים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם את ההקדמה לספר הזוהר בעמוד 400.
Hello, we are reading from the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 49. As always, you can ask questions, and on Kavra TV, relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. We're reading from the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 49.
Let's continue.
Once he has been rewarded with the great light called the light of Neshama, each of the 613 organs in that Patsuf fully shined in their unique own way. Each has an independent Patsuf. Then there opens before him the possibility to engage in each mitzvah according to its true intention. For each organ in the patsuf of the soul lights the path of each mitzvah related to that organ. Through the great power of those lights, he purifies the speaking part of his will to receive and inverts it into a desire to bestow. And to that extent, the point of the light of Chaya, dressed within him, is built in its spiritual 248 organs and 365 tendons.
אז עולה ומלבשת לספירת החוכמה שבעולם העשייה הרוחנית, אשר כלי הזה אין קץ לזכות שבו.
When it is completed, completed into a complete patsuf, it rises and dresses the sphira of chokhmah in the spiritual world of asiyah, which is an immeasurably pure kli. Therefore, it extends a tremendous light to him from Ein Sof, called the light of Chaya, or Neshama to Neshama. And all the elements in the world of Asiya, which are still vegetative and animate, related to the Sfira of Chokhmah, aid him in receiving the light of the Sfira of Chokhmah to the fullest. It is called speaking of Kedusha, since it corresponds to the purification of the speaking part in man's body. The value of that light in godliness is as the value of the speaking in the corporeal still. In the corporeal still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. This means that one obtains the sensation of others in a way that the measure of that light over the measure of the spiritual still vegetative and animate is as the advantage of the corporeal speaking over the corporeal still vegetative and animate. And the light of Ein Sof, dressed in this patsuf, is called the light of Yechida.
Meaning here he explains to us how we advance in the correction, in the connection between us, in the general soul, until we come from nefesh to ruach, to neshama, chaya, yechida, and each time how we reveal ourselves connected more and more until we reach the love of Yechida. Yechida means one unit that connects us together without any limitations into one. When each one feels the others as one, there's no difference between him and the others. He doesn't understand where is he and where are the others. There isn't that question. The light includes everyone into one body called Adam Rishon. Questions. Here, things are relatively easily to understand technically. Of course, as we go through it, we'll feel that there's an infinite number of details here. But this process is a process of the spiritual decrees, has no relation to our world. Although, as he writes, there are special souls that can attain corrections in this world, I think that all of us will feel, as much as we get there, will feel the corrections in this world as well. Item 50.
Indeed, you should know that these five lights Naran Chai, received from the world of Asiya, are but Naran Chai of the light of Nefesh, and have nothing of the light of Ruach. This is because the light of Ruach is only in the world of Yetzirah. The light of Neshama is only in the world of Bria. The light of Chaya is only in the world of Atzilut. And the light of Yechida only in the world of Ak. But as we said above, everything that exists in the whole appears in all the items too, down to the smallest possible item. Thus, all five qualities, Naran Chai, exist in the world of Asiya as well, although they are only Naran Chai of Nefesh. Similarly, all five qualities, Naran Chai, exist in the world of Yetzira, which are the five parts of Ruach. Also, although they are only Naran Chai of Nefesh, similarly, all five qualities Naran Chai exist in the world of Yetzirah, which are the five parts of Ruach. Also, there are all five qualities Naran Chai in the world of Bria, which are the five parts of Neshama. So it is in the world of Atzilut, which are the five parts of the light of Chaya, and so it is in the world of Ak, which are the five parts of the light of Yechida. The difference between the worlds is, as we have explained, in the distinctions between each of the Naran Chai of Asiya.
Except this is more inclusive, and there it's more specific, more special. In each degree, you have Naran Chai of its own, the smallest even. Just like in a drop of semen, you find everything that will be in the future human that will grow out of this drop. But in such a way that it exists in the form of a shimo. Then it grows more and more, and in each and every detail, when it grows in each and every degree, it also includes 5 degrees, and the 5 include another 5, and another 5, until we come to such a place where the light of Ein Sof builds for itself a kli, a vessel, that it can clothe in each vessel and the integration between them. And this situation is called the end of correction. The end of correction means there's no more, there's no excess upper light that cannot clothe in the vessel. All the vessels are ready and receive the upper light, they are full of the upper light, and the Creator clothes in the creature in this way. That's it. Kiev.
Вопрос такой. Вот эти света Наран Хай, они как бы нам светят.
Here's the question. These lights of Naran Chai basically all come to us from a separate sphira of each friend, or there's this general connection?
We don't know what is the light, which kind of light, and how, and in what way. When we'll have the template of the kli that has 5 parts, Shorosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, we'll begin to feel the lights in it, then we'll be able to talk about it. But of course, even the tiniest light that we can feel, and although we can't identify which vessel it's appearing in, nevertheless, this light also has non-chai. The smallest one, the smallest sensation. But we just cannot, we cannot identify, we cannot resolve those details.
Meaning we immediately feel all the lights together, or it is some sort of a sensation?
We feel only a tiny light, although it comes as a Naran Chai. But we feel it. We don't have the vessels to resolve it according to the parts that it includes. Just like in this world, it's a technical thing. You understand? A white light that you feel. It includes in it seven colors. How come seven? It's white. Well, it's, you can't distinguish. It's all. It all depends on the vessels.
51.
51. Know that repentance and purification are not accepted unless they are totally permanent, so he will not return to folly. As it is written, when is there tshuva, repentance? When he who knows all the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly.
Meaning this correction, the correction over each and every detail has to be final, such that a person will not fail in it, but will hold on to that style forever.
Thus, as we've said, if one purifies the still part of his will to receive, he is rewarded with a potsuf of nefesh of asiya, and ascends and clothes the sfira of malchut of asiya. This means that he will certainly be granted the permanent purification of the still part, in a way that he will not return to folly. Then, he'll be able to rise to the spiritual world of Asiya, for he will have definite purity and equivalence of form with that world. But as for the rest of the degrees which we've said are Ruach, Neshama, Chayai, and Yechida of Asiya, corresponding to them, one should purify the vegetative, animate, and speaking parts of one's will to receive, so they will clothe and receive those lights. Yet, the purity does not need to be permanent, until he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. This is so because the whole world of Asiya, with all its five sfirot kachabtum, are actually only malchut, which relates only to the purification of the still. And the five sfirot are but the five parts of malchut. Therefore, since he has already been rewarded with purifying the still part of the will to receive, he already has equivalence of form with the whole world of Asiya. However, each sfira in the world of Asiya receives from its corresponding discernment in the worlds above it. For example, the Sfira Tiferet of Asiya receives from the world of Yetzira, which is all Tiferet and the light of Ruach. The Sfira of Bina of Asiya receives from the world of Bria, which is all Neshama. And the Sfira Chochma of Asiya receives from the world of Atzilut, which is all Chochma and the light of Chaya. For this reason, although he has permanently purified only the still part, if he has purified the remaining three parts of his will to receive, even if not permanently, he can receive Ruach Neshama Chaya from Tiferet Bina and Chochma of Asiya, though not permanently, since when one of the three parts of his will to receive awakens, he immediately loses these lights.
Because he still did not attain this vessel completely, fully. On that, it's written that he should not return to his folly. And here he does return to folly and loses these vessels. Meaning we have to always take into consideration the permanence, where a person is, what he attained completely and what he receives as part of the integration with the Patsuf. Because I am made of five parts, Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Pin Malchut, even if I'm in the world of Asiya, nevertheless I receive from all of them. But a part I receive, let's say I reach the degree of Bina of Asiya. So I have Neshama, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Those I receive in permanence, but Chaya and Chida are above me. So, because I'm in the world of Asiya, I receive from them in permanence that which belongs to the lot of Nefesh, and the remaining lights are in me according to how much I attain. Let's say Ruach and Neshama, I receive them, but not in permanence. And Chaya Nechida, let's say, of Asiya, I don't receive at all. I didn't attain them. So, in that case, I have a vessel that is made of, or can be divided into three parts. That which I attain in permanence, that which I attain out of integration, and that which I do not attain yet. Chedera
1. I lost the connection. Why does he connect the world of Asiya and Malchut? Because we begin to receive light in the upper kelim.
Which upper kelim? What are you talking about?
Why does he begin to explain from the parts of Asiya that we receive lights?
We begin our attainment from the simplest, the lowest things, according to our corrections, which is the world of Asiya, Malchut of Asiya, Yesod of Asiya, Hod, Netzach, and so on, so forth, from below up.
But the light begins opposite. The light begins to fill the kli from the finest kelim.
No, you're talking about scrutinies, and we're talking about corrections. The correction starts from a small vessel, which is Malchut of Asiya. And what kind of light can I receive in it? Light of Nefesh. And so on and so forth. Focus group.
What does it mean? Permanence, is it the state of Katnut and everything else is an addition for the purpose of Gadlut?
Yeah, Tel Aviv 1.
Two short questions, if I may. What does it mean to completely attain?
Permanence.
Okay. What do we attain from the light of Chaya Nechida before the end of correction?
You attain it as an illumination and an incomplete kli. The kli of Chochmah is incomplete until the end of correction. There is only Itkalelut. PT 19.
You said we have to attain the fullest kli. Well, what is a kli? What does it mean to the fullest? And how is it done?
You can't attain any kli before you reach the end of correction, because everyone's included of everyone. So you can't even attain the light of nefesh 100% unless you attain the light of yechida entirely, because it is also a result of the kalilut of the sfirot in the light of nefesh.
What's the process? What causes it? You mentioned the reshimo, the recollection a few minutes ago. What's the connection between them?
It kalilut of the sfirot, I told you. That's all there is to it. It kalilut.
It's called it kalilut?
Yes, that every sfira is included of all other sfirot. We always have just one problem. The problem is that we come from an integral form, and this integrality is standing in our way. It's confusing us all the time.
What's the reason? What's the cause and consequence? How is it done? It sounds so dry, what we're learning here. How is this connected to our lives?
Dear life, I have no idea. I know that these integral forms are constantly influencing us. We're actually working according to a sphere, like a ball. According to the general kli, which is round. Round means whole, complete, integral. But we're making corrections in the squares inside that circle. How do you equalize between squares and a circle? So, in math, we have an action that's called an integral in order to resolve that. But we have to understand that in integrals, you always have some kind of addition. An integral you have from zero to infinity, plus c, for example. So you have to include everything that there could be inside the circle that you can't even do. That the light does. That's what the light does. And therefore it says about this, and you heard about this many times, that the Creator shall complete the work for me. That the Creator, He completes everything. We have to make all possible corrections to integrate and connect and everything, but to make out of our squares, out of our particular corrections, a general one, this is not upon us. We can't. It's not on our level. It's from the level of the wholeness and perfection that the Creator has in relation to us. Why did He divided everything into bits and parts and says, deal with that, be engaged in that. And the more you fill these parts, these squares inside the general kli, I'll complete it. It's called, the Creator shall complete the work for me. Meaning, or will finish the work for me. Because we're incapable of moving from square to circle. It's a different kind of thinking. It's a different mind. It's a different approach, which is infinite. That's called Ein Sof. And this is something that we can't really talk about now. We'll get there. Florida.
It's pretty clear. I wanted to ask if there's a difference between the light of Nefesh of Yechida and Nefesh of Nefesh.
Of course, there's a difference between Nefesh de Nefesh and Nefesh of Yechida. Nefesh de Yechida is the Nefesh of Yechida. And the Nefesh of Nefesh is a Nefesh from the general light of Nefesh. What's the question here? That's it. Moscow 3.
Good morning. If I understand correctly, all the correction in the world of Asiya consists of tzimtzum, restriction, and bestowal in the world of Asiya is restricting the will to receive?
Not only. We'll scrutinize this, but no. PT 18.
Good morning, teacher, and everyone. I wanted to ask about what we read about dissemination. Is there a degree when a Kabbalist can no longer connect to the external public, like Bala Sulam tried to be lowered in his degree?
Yeah.
If there's a definition, what state is ideal for dissemination?
Where he acts in receiving and or to bestow already. These are degrees from which it is already hard to connect to the lower degrees, to the lower ones.
So, what is it in that state?
Yochai, when we'll get there, I'll show you, don't worry. We'll do it together.
Thank you.
Beersheba.
If permanence is not in the Patsuf, what is permanence?
Permanency means that he can no longer fall from that degree and lose it completely. But it's possible that he loses it in order to rise to an even higher degree.
Africa.
Boker or Rav, we got a question from Ivory Coast. How does a person feel when the light of Nefesh enters him, then Ruach, Neshama, and so on? Toda.
Margish kishinichnas bor. Zinyan shel hargasha.
It's a matter of feeling. And this is something that we can't pass to each other if we don't have a common feeling. If you eat something salty, then we can talk about something salty. But if you've never eaten something salty, I can't tell you about something salty because you won't understand. Therefore, you can't ask about feeling. Only when we get there will we be able to talk about some common feeling between us. Maybe.
Continuing to read in the writings of Bala Sulam, Volume 1. Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 52, page 124. After he permanently purifies the vegetative part of his will to receive, he permanently rises to the world of Yetzirah, where he attains the permanent degree of Ruach. There he can also attain the lights of Neshama and Chaya from the Sefirot, Binah and Chochmah that are there, which are considered Neshama of Ruach and Chaya of Ruach, even before he has been granted with purifying the animate and speaking parts permanently, as we have seen regarding the world of Asiya.
Meaning, in Itkalelut, he can attain it, but not really from lights of his own, but only from the Itkalelut, that every Kli has to consist of five parts. And therefore, even though that he still doesn't have, that he's still not in the world of Atzilut, for example, but because he's in the worlds of Bia, then he already has a part of Bia in permanency and the world of Atzilut in Itkalelut.
Yet, this is not permanent. For after he has permanently purified the vegetative part of his will to receive, he is already in equivalence of form with the whole of the world of Yetzirah, to its highest degree, as written about the world of Asiya.
I think that it's clear. We learned this before. And I recommend you to read this later on your own. You know, in your language, so the flow will be clear, so that the flow that he's giving us here will be clear to you. There's nothing special here, only that we'll understand the principle, that there are parts in the Partsuf that we can experience them in Itkalelut and those that are in general. Why? Because on every degree we attain the five parts of the Kli, otherwise we wouldn't have had even the smallest attainment.
Item 53. After he purifies the animate part of his will to receive and turns it into a desire to bestow, until he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly, he is already in equivalence of form with the world of Briya. He rises there and receives the permanent light of Neshama. And through the purification of the speaking part of his body, he can rise up to the Sfira Chokhmah and receive the light of Chaya that is there, although he has not purified it permanently, as with Yetzirah and Asiyah. But the light, too, does not shine for him permanently.
Rehovot.
What's the difference in the work of the Ten between purifying and Hitkalelut, inclusion?
If I correct something in permanency, then it's permanent. I can't fall from there. I can lose it for the purpose or for the sake of a higher ascent, but I've already corrected that Kli, and that's called that you're being raised in sanctity, not lowered. If I've already corrected it, I don't lose it. That's the matter of permanency. Now, when to that you add a greater will to receive, a will to receive which is greater, of course, then that might erase all of my previous corrections? No, it doesn't. I have a problem. Suppose, like, I'm studying something in math or in physics, so I'm learning something new, and it's not that I forget what I had before, only that what I'm learning right now, it's in contradiction with what I've learned before. It contradicts it. And then I have a problem. I'm perplexed that this like this, that's like that. But what I've learned before, that's a fact. What I'm learning now, I don't know, but it's in contradiction. And I have two opposite opinions. And that's how it is in our life too. In spirituality, what I've corrected, I did. And besides what I've corrected, I can correct something in addition to that through the Itkalelut. What is Itkalelut, inclusion? I'll give you an example. I don't know how to put it. Suppose I bought my child a small car, a little car, and it has an engine that you wind it up with a spring, and then the car starts moving like it's... So I show him a big car on the street, and he's asking, how does it move? I tell him, like, you have a car and you wind it up with a spring. The same way this car has an engine that you wind up with a spring. So he understands the principle. That's called Itkalelut, inclusion between what he has and a higher level, a higher degree. Well, find such examples. I can't find the right example right now, but in short, we achieve something from the lights of Chaya and Yechida that we don't currently have, but we can get some kind of illumination from there. Suppose I have a dog, and it's a perfect dog, really. It has everything. As a dog, it's perfect. But besides that, it's also getting from me different forms of behavior. He knows what I like, what I dislike. He's included in the human. There is something in him from the human part, from a level that's higher than him. So, he himself, he functions and as he does, and he also has an additional part as a result of the inclusion with me.
Concerning the purification, it depends on the upper one. It's not something the lower one can do.
I'm not talking about the correction and the way in which it happens. Sure, through prayer and raising of man and receiving the reforming light, of course.
So it's a result of learning, of copying, learning?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Kiev 2.
So maybe we shouldn't hurry with corrections so we can disseminate better?
No, you see, Niv's laughing. The more you stop dissemination, you're stopping your corrections. You're stopping yourself from becoming corrected. Because what happens is that you have a round kli. You can correct a little square. This is in particular. But in the inclusion, you can be a part of this entire big thing. You take those Kabbalists that preceded you and through you, you correct them, you connect them to the still uncorrected keli, meaning the humanity. So, you connect those with these, and you cause the inclusion, the itkalelut of everyone. You are like this conduit between the great Kabbalists of the past that performed great corrections. You force them to work by taking their material and connecting it with the beginning, little kelim that didn't even start yet. So you activate all of these kelim. That means to connect. That means to be a conduit. This is the work that we have to do. There's no better action for your particular correction and for the general correction and in order to give contentment to the Creator. There's nothing better. This is the main thing that you can do. Therefore, to stop dissemination, that's the worst possible thing. Don't make any calculations of your own. It'll only stop you. PT5.
The explanation of Hitkalelut inclusion is something that's not simple when we teach students who are not new, but let's say a year on the path. They always ask, what does it mean from our perspective, Hitkalelut? It's not simple for them to absorb in order to pass on. How do you explain to them this concept of Itkalelut?
Itkalelut comes as a result of every kli has to be included of five parts. When I correct one part, how can I correct just one part? How? I have to correct five parts. I have to correct five parts. Can I do it all at once? The upper light that comes to me, it comes only as a special light, or does it come in general? It comes as a general light. And therefore, in each and every correction, we have, both from the side of the kli and also from the side of the light, the entire kli, five parts, kachabzon, and all the light, Neron Chai. How do they clothe in one another, even the tiniest, even an atom, not a molecule, nothing more, just an atom, a particle of an atom. Still, it has everything. Everything. Now, how do you correct? How do you make a correction? Now, in relation to us, that we can't be in minus or plus and sof in the smallest things or in the global things. We're not working with a circle because the circle is en sof. I can't work with it. I don't have the measure. I don't have the ability. And so here, I have to reach a different kind of measurement. So, I always correct the part that I can, that's called the permanent, and the parts that I can't, that's called an inclusion, an itkalelut. Where does this come from? Because I can't make a tzimtzum, masach, or chozer, certain actions, but only on the five parts together. Otherwise, I don't exist. Otherwise, I don't feel. An action has to be complete. The spiritual world is something whole and complete. It's 10 and not 9, and 10 and not 11. And therefore, there always has to be a corrected part after my action, and a part that's not yet corrected, and a part that I'm not even reaching yet, that I don't understand. That always exists. But the problem comes because even the smallest kli is included of five parts, and the smallest light includes Neron Chai, five lights.
So what's the practical advice to a student who asks, what should he do?
He should read it 10 times. That's the practical advice. I read it so many times. And I used to forget and read it again. And so what can you do? Until? Only this way. And every time you build kelim, every time you read, you build kelim. Another kli and another small kli, and there is inclusion between them until something's caught inside there, until you grasp something. Beersheva.
Good morning, Rav. World 10. Is it possible to describe the act of itkalelut as a work of the lights, like a chab that raised the chab toward the lower one, which is the kli?
I wouldn't have confused myself with that. I can't say. I don't want for people to think in these ways. No.
Thank you, Rav.
Kab you win.
Thank you, Rav. It is said that the Creator should complete the work, but it is also said that for the Creator, we are totally corrected. Can you explain what seems here a contradiction, Rav? Thank you.
There's no contradiction here. In relation to the Creator, I'm corrected, flawless, and suppose like a baby in his mother's arms. When she's holding him in her arms, enjoying him, he's perfect. There's nothing better on the one hand. On the other hand, the baby has to grow because he has to be a grown person. And to, you know, have grandchildren and to be successful in life, to give his mother grandchildren. So there's the matter that on the one hand we have to be whole and perfect in the eyes of the Creator in every given moment, and our particular work we have to build the musachim and become like the Creator, become like an Adam. Focus group.
A question of a student from the internet. I've been in the group for more than 10 years and working at 10. How can I understand to what extent I am included in them?
There's something that you have to measure, and you can't. It'll come to the measure to which you'll have a masach, and you'll connect to the group even though that you're rejected by it. You'll be able to measure the extent to which you're rejected by the group, and that still you connect with it and overcome the rejection. And in these measurements, you can say the measure to which you are connected. Kiev 2.
Rav, извините, что переспрашиваю, но мне кажется, либо я неправильно...
Excuse me for asking again, but I don't think I explained it correctly or didn't understand the answer. I'm not saying we shouldn't disseminate. We should, but to disseminate better, maybe it's best to stay an egoist. And not, it's just so I can feel people better, because they're egoistic too. And then I'll be able to connect them to the sages.
How will you connect them with the sages if you yourself are not included of the sages, but only of the fools? What will you pass on to them, to the sages? You have to be connected to both. You're afraid of being a big sage, that then you won't be able to understand and feel the little ones, that you lose the connection with them. You're right. Baal HaSulam asked for the Creator to lower him from his degree, for him to be able to write also for us. That's true. But still, because he was on a tremendous degree, he had to be in order to write something for us. Otherwise, what will you be able to tell the people if you'll be on their level? What will you tell them? You have to be as successful as possible in studying Kabbalah and in being adhered to the Creator, and to learn how from that you bring something down to the beginners and explain it to them. And this is a must to do so. It's your correction, and your correction is to reach adhesion with the Creator. Don't replace it or exchange it for being a teacher for beginners.
Niv,
where are we?
Item 54, page 125. When one is rewarded with permanent purification of the speaking part in his will to receive, he is granted equivalence of form with the world of Atzilut, and he rises there and permanently receives the light of Chaya. When he is rewarded further, he receives the light of Ein Sof, and the light of Yechida dresses in the light of Chaya, and there is nothing more to add here.
No, this is really the big correction.
Ot Nun Hei. 55. Thus we have clarified what we asked in item 1. Why does man need all the upper worlds which the Creator created for him? What need has man of them? Now you will see that one cannot bring contentment to one's Maker if not with the help of all these worlds. This is because he attains the light and degrees of his soul, called Naran Chai, according to the measure of the purity of his will to receive. And with each degree he attains, the lights of that degree assist him in his purification. Thus, he rises in degrees until he achieves the amusements of the final aim in the thought of creation. It is written in the Zohar,
Item 63, about the verse, he who comes to purify is aided. It asks, with what is he aided? And it replies that he is aided with a holy soul. For it is impossible to achieve the desired purification, the thought of creation, except through the assistance of all the non-chai degrees of the soul.
Questions? So it's clear, right? He only summarizes it. Africa.
Hi, Rav. One of the friends asks the following question. He says, Rav, you led us to a level where we clearly see that there is none else besides him. We are like children in this new degree. What advice can you give us in order to advance to the next level?
It's always through connection. We don't know what the next degree is. We just know that we have to realize this in practice, in our connection. I don't know what the next level is. What kind of intellect do you have? What kind of an emotion should you have? It's like telling a baby you have to be more grown up than you are. What does that mean? How can you tell a person now that he has to grow up, that he has to develop? He doesn't know. You have to show him where does he perform a certain action in order to be more developed. It's not that you just have to be bigger, but what action does he have to do in order to be on a higher degree? And the matter is simple. Connection. That we have to correct the shattering. And therefore, where do I realize the connection of being greater? Where's my place of work? In the 10? How do I do it? You already know how to do it. According to all the conditions that the Creator gives you and what He gives you, it's called the field blessed by the Creator. And there, please, go ahead, do. That's all there is. What does it mean to be bigger or more developed, more connected with everyone until you reach the light of Yechida? Yechida, you understand? Yechida comes from the word miyuchad, unique, one.
От, ну, Тель-Авив, Штайм.
Бокер טוב, רב. אנחנו רוצים לה...
Good morning, Rav. We want to show the world what our love, connection. The question is, shouldn't we give them an example? Shouldn't we first be a light unto nations? Shouldn't we first of all come out of all the hatred and separation of left and right, Ashkenazi Sephardis? And only then, when we've achieved correction, can we set an example?
They won't understand your examples. You have to give them an explanation as to what should they do in their state. That's it. Even if now you'll be connected with all of your friends in the tent perfectly, you will not be able to give that to them as an example because they won't understand it. They're not in these discernments, therefore for them it's not an example. The example is that just like someone came to you and explained it to you, you should do the same. There's no other way about it. That's called through gradual inclusion of the teacher with the student. PT 19.
This is, now you will see that a person cannot bring contentment to his maker except with the assistance of all these worlds. I thought I was given contentment with everything I do. I get up in the morning. What does it mean, the assistance of all these worlds?
To the measure to which I draw the light into my kelim, to all the worlds, I awaken the light in all the worlds. I raise my man up to Malchut of Ein Sof, and there takes place the first coupling from which the light of Ein Sof spreads to all the worlds down to the place where I am.
So only when I'm in that degree I bring contentment to the Creator, not before?
If I can make a Tzimtzum Masach Ein Or Chozer upon myself, meaning to raise man, then by that I draw the light. The forming light, the light that fills the kelim, by that I give contentment to the Creator. Besides that, you should see how it is in practice. Also, an embryo in his mother's womb, that is, if doesn't do anything, but the mother also has pleasure by being impregnated.
I remember we learned with you and you said that there are two ways. One is hastening it and one is suffering. You said those who walk in hastening it bring contentment to the Creator. Simple. So the question is, by learning in the morning, getting up in the morning, making efforts, is this bringing contentment to the Creator? Because here he writes differently.
Can I answer? Thank you. It's possible to give contentment to the Creator like a baby in his mother's womb, like a little baby on his mother's arms, or a bigger and bigger baby, or that he already grew up and he became a mature person and he's respectable and everything and mom enjoys him and it's not that she holds him in her arms, but he can already hold his mom on his arms. So, there are different ways to look at this. The question is, what does the Creator get pleasure from? Any kind of, whatever he has with the created beings, he gets pleasure out of it, everything. Only we have to do directed actions that we give him contentment. And to give him contentment, for us, it means to raise man. Raising man means what? The chisaron, to give pleasure to the upper. That's it. As simple as that.
How am I giving contentment to the Creator?
Only by adding more and more kelim that will correct themselves. Only that way.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
To open new kelim for correction. And this is something that comes through dissemination.
And then do I get some contentment as well as a result?
Yes, and then the Creator will have work. He enjoys the work, not like you.
How is it expressed in my personal life?
That you make sure that he'll have work. That you make sure that there will be more and more people that turn to him and ask for corrections, and that he enjoys it.
And I enjoy it too, don't I? Excuse me for asking.
Could be, could be.
Thank you very much.
Chaverim group.
I have a question. Can you say, in our world, a person feels very sick. In order to have appetite, he does all kinds of things and comes to a state where he wants to eat. How do we develop an appetite for spirituality?
Envy, lust, and honor. Envy, lust, and honor.
So it turns out that it's a constant effort from within, internal tension with regard to what a great friend I have, what...
Okay, enough, enough. Yes, yes, and yes, that's it. Let's talk. If you'll start working, you'll understand. This is and this isn't related. It's all scrutinized in the work.
So we'll move on to the next part of the lesson, and before that we'll sing a song together.
עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים Like a baby opens his eyes He takes a breath for the very first time This world is a child And it's awakened This world has been born Global connection, no longer concealed One step at a time, we'll walk together We all share the pain No choice but to change Let's learn how to give Make no mistake It's not just a theory With love we are set free